In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Talked about adding that bat that could make a difference in the middle of this lineup. How is that looking right now? How's the market sort of coming together on the offensive side?
Yeah, I think as we've seen, it's generally been slow to materialize. But you know, we're having conversations with other teams, and agents, and still recognize that there's, you know, at this point some work to be done in terms of rounding out the roster on the position player side and finding that middle of the order bat that can really kind of change the profile of our offense.
That was Craig Breslow yesterday with Tom Caron. He was whispering at the winter meetings for some reason.
There's meetings going on.
Let's do the meetings. He's talking about adding an impact bat, which he gave another quote to the rest of the media, something like, well, obviously home runs are the foolproof way to score runs in baseball, something like that. And the idea is they desperately need a big bat. And this is where, and I've said this repeatedly throughout the offseason, Keith, This is where I'll meet the Devers people somewhere in the middle. Okay, I don't miss him. I'm happy they traded him. .. But you still need to replace him at some point. Like, that bat does still need to be replaced. I think you can find power. I think you can find middle of the order power. There's a lot of it available this offseason. I'd argue a lot of the bats available are better players than Devers, never mind teammates than Devers. But he still has to be replaced. You still have to go get him, and this is the time to do it. And between Alonso, Schwarber, maybe Ketel Marte, who they're either in on or out on, depending on who you believe.
Yeah, pick a lane here on Ketel Marte.
Maybe, and now we're getting further down the list.
Well, they're in on if they get him, but they weren't if they don't.
And if we're getting further down the list to, like, the Bichettes and Bregmans of the world, who I especially like Bregman. Would I consider him, like, a Devers replacement? Not really. He was already on the team a year ago.
He's, like, what pushed him out.
So it sounds like that's what they're focused on at this hour. I don't know if they're going to get anything done. In fact, history with this team would tell you they probably won't, but that sounds like where their focus is here on, what is it, day two of the winter meetings.
Yeah, and you just wonder, because baseball offseason, this is something we can talk to Bradford too. I don't think there's really any signs of this changing, but it's obnoxious because football and basketball, it's pretty quick. And you're like, all right, big names are flying off the board. The Patriots, you know, it didn't take too long for them to make their big splashes, and there was a few other names that were out there. But
do you think this is one of the things that would change in the new CBA? Like, not to interrupt you, but like, is that one of the things where they say, guys, what are we doing? We got players waiting until March to sign. If we're reworking the CBA, let's at least wink and a nod, and if possible, put in writing that we're going to have, like, a period for free agency, and then the window's shut. A transfer period like they do in soccer
to fix it.
Or whatever. You have to act, what is it in NIL, like the in college, rather?
Transfer portal?
Thank you. Transfer portal, where there's, like, a start and an end, and moves have to happen in that window. They have to put something like that in the
new CBA. Can't have some big-name guys sign December 2nd and then other big-name guys sign April 2nd. It's insane, like, how long it takes for everything to go. Because on the one, like, hey, this week would be a great opportunity to get something done for the Red Sox. But if they don't, circle back in 3 months. Like, wait, what? Like, circle back after March Madness, and then maybe we'll have an idea of, you know, who the players are going to sign. So it's tough to say, because there's been examples for even just the Red Sox of both things, right? Them being pretty active in the months of December. And then there's also last year we were looking at, you know, Alex Bregman didn't come until several months after the winter meetings. And we knew for the longest time, all right, here are all the teams that are interested in him. Here are some of the numbers that are coming out. And, you know, he has to decide. You're like, all right, let's get this thing over with. So I hope that is something they fix.
According to Ken Rosenthal, Alex Bregman looks like he's the number one target for the Red Sox. Quote, free agent third baseman Alex Bregman still appears to be the Red Sox number one target, in part because of the defensive upgrade he provided over Rafael Devers. How do you feel about that, Keith? Bregman, the number one target, not Alonso Schwarber. Does that tell you anything about their markets? Does that tell you anything about what the Red Sox are willing to spend? Or are their priorities out of whack? How do you read into that if it's true?
Yeah, I'm just curious what they feel like is a fair value for Alex Bregman. Because last year, they didn't offer as many years as other teams did, and he still chose the Red Sox. They offered him a ton. In fact, more money than he should be getting per year. So if he's walking away from 2 years, $80 million, it actually might be slightly more than that because I don't think it was a 40-40-40, not to get down on the details. I think he made like 37 last year.
Yeah.
So he walked away from like 84, let's call it.
The actual cash flow. Yeah.
But like, all right, so he's walking away from that. So he clearly wants more years. And so even if he's not going to take $40 million or he will play for less than $40 million, can't be that much less, right? Like otherwise, why would you have opted out to begin with? So they're obviously still interested. I'm sure Cora is desperate to have him back. Last year at this time, we were starting to hear stories that Cora really wants him, Breslow not so much. All right, so now you signed him. You had a year. Do those guys both still feel the same way? Has Breslow been won over to like, oh, this guy is really important. Yeah, Let's try to get Breslow.
Did he get swayed at all by the year one impact from Bregman? Which maybe he did, maybe not.
Yeah. And I wonder if for Breslow, like in his calculus, like does the Dever stuff pop up at all? Or he's like, nope, that's fine. Like I still have a value on certain players and we're not going to go over on that and not take into account that like you started the year with Devers and Bregman and now you're going to start the very next season with neither. Like that's kind of wild. And I wonder how much John Henry, like John Henry's smoking a cigar on Instagram after he signs Bregman. The guy walks out after a year.
It doesn't mean it won't work. You know, like, could you pivot off Bregman and get somebody else? Sure. You like Bichette. Maybe it's Marte. Maybe there's somebody else. There's another name we're going to mention that I don't think fits that bill, but whatever. Like, I'm not saying it won't work, but the optics are really bad for what you just laid out. We started the year with Bregman and Devers. Devers was a clown. Text line, he played 163 games last year. He's really a malcontent? Yes.
At whatever position you want him to play.
Both those things are true. He played 163 games, and he was a horrendous teammate.
Yeah.
Probably still in San Francisco, but definitely here.
Well, he sank the Giants.
So, I mean,
they were a playoff team when they got him.
Those two things are definitely
true. Hates him.
Yeah, thank you.
Will Clark.
So, look,
he also hates Will Fleming.
I think the optics of that, though, are horrendous. You subtract Devers, and then you don't bring back Bregman. Again, it doesn't mean it won't work. I guess we'll see. But in the meantime, we're all going to kick and scream and stamp our feet and complain how you went from where you were at the start of last offseason to here.
Harrison Hicks, they both suck.
I do think it's a mistake.
I didn't factor in Harrison.
To prioritize Bregman over Alonso, I think is a mistake. I want a guy that socks home runs.
You and I disagree on this. Yeah. I would prioritize Bregman over Alonso. I want both.
Yeah.
But if they're only going to get one, Bregman would be my priority. I'm actually happy to read Rosenthal say he's their number one priority. I wonder if there's an ulterior motive to it. Alonso and Schwarber have priced themselves out. So now they're like, by the way, Bregman was our number one guy all along.
Right. No, they can play that game. Yeah. Who do you have more confidence in next year? Marcelo Meyer playing third base or Tristan Casas playing first base?
Probably Meyer.
Yeah, so that's another reason why I'm more Alonso.
Yeah,
right. I at least think now. Unfortunately, neither one of those guys you can pencil in for 162 based on their history to this point. But I would at least start the season. I think on paper, I like the lineup more of Alonso at first, you know, whoever at second, and then the left side of the infield being Story and Meyer. Whereas if you just bring back Bregman and Story, you got nothing at first base. I don't know what you're doing at DH. Like you just don't have a lot of power there. Like you just, it's going to be hard to make it up anywhere else.
Well, can I interest you in Isaac Paredes?
No.
According to Ken Rosenthal, the Red Sox have expressed interest in Astros infielder, third baseman, Isaac Paredes. The Astros would reportedly seek controllable starting pitching in return. They like both Peyton Tolley and Connelly Early. So like to me, I'm okay with making trades. You want to trade for Marte and you want to give up one of these prospects? I would trade early. I think you'd trade Toley out of those two.
Yeah.
Maybe Bayo. Like, I don't know what the D-backs would want for Marte, but I'm okay trading some young controllable pitching for that. For Isaac Paredes, so you got to give up Peyton Toley? Get out of my face.
So last year, Isaac Paredes hit 20 home runs, drove in 53. A lot of solo shots.
Yeah.
Hit 254. Where,
he was in Houston last year?
Yeah.
Has he been there a couple, was he been there a couple years, or was he in Tampa before that?
He was in Tampa.
Yeah, like, he started in Detroit, went to Tampa, went to the Cubs, then went to Houston.
So a lot of bouncing around.
He's only
so
20.
Clearly teams love him.
He's 26.
Wow.
He's played for all those teams. He is a two-time All-Star. In 2020.
Oh, Isaac Paredes.
What?
A random player, two-time All-Star on these three teams.
Oh, yeah, he could be a random player. Yeah, he'd be good.
How did you say his first name?
I thought it was like Isaac or Isaac or something. I can't remember.
Well, it's one of those two, but those are very different.
I don't know if it's pronounced Isaac.
You think it's Isaac?
I think it is
Isaac. Isaac?
It's Isaac.
Is it really?
Yes.
No, Nick's on it. I think it's Isaac.
You're welcome.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Isaac?
When he's on the Red Sox, you're going to have to figure out how to pronounce that.
I'm out. Now that I know.
You don't want Isaac?
No.
Come on.
It's like Ian Eagle. Like, bro, your name's Ian. Like, I just, you're Isaac?
He's Isaac.
I'm out.
Paredes.
I watched the Fernando Mendoza postgame press conference. I'm like, that guy's a bust.
You're right about that.
I finally learned how this guy's name is pronounced. Not Isaac.
Well, you sniffed out Josh Stinkson. Once we found out it was Josh Stinkson, we were out on that.
Yeah
but Isaac.
It's also Cattell, not Kettle.
Whatever.
He Isaac'd 31 home runs.
I'm even more in on him. Yeah.
Do you like that?
I heard it. Okay. I talked over it, but I heard it. Yeah.
Not the line, the 31 bombs.
Oh, I do like the 31 bombs, yeah.
He was 18th in the MVP in 2023, so maybe I'm talking myself into Isaac.
Isaac?
Yeah, but then 2024, he only hit 19 home runs. Then last year, he only hit 20, but he only played 102 games. So I don't know what happened there. Maybe he had a...
put his fingers in an e-socket.
I don't know if that's what happened, but I can look it up.
Executed himself.
You think I... profanity. Yeah. Well, baseball players have strange injuries, so it's possible. Let me look this up.
Yep.
He had
hit us with it.
He was
we still haven't gotten to the bottom of that Connor Crawford injury, by the way.
No, that's true.
Very normal. Nothing to see here. That was a very normal injury. Don't look into it at all.
Let's see. Paredes departed a game with a right hamstring strain placed on IR. His manager said he was gonna miss pretty significant time with the strain. Oh no, it was a pretty significant strain and would miss lengthy amount of time.
Oof.
He went to the 60-day IL with a hammy. You want that guy?
No. I don't want that guy.
Especially, I'm certainly not trading one of my stud young arms.
Totally or early for one of those guys?
No.
Now, if you're telling me this is one of the prospects, Keith, where, could I have moved, I know they want an arm, but could I move the password for him instead? Or could I have moved the prospect, I've already blanked on the name, Brandon, who's the guy they moved in the...
Brandon Workman?
No, in the Sonny Gray trade?
Brandon
Clark. Thank you. Yeah. Like, could you
not the Gonzaga forward.
Could you have moved Brandon Clark for Isaac Paredes and now we could play that game? Fine. Would they take the password for Isaac Paredes? Fine. And this is where you're feeling on those trades, that you can't just throw any prospect into any deal because
they might
have been capital in another trade. Maybe that, but not Toley or Connolly early. Meantime, they're supposed to meet, and there's a lot of back and forth on this too. You notice all the beat writers get very territorial about their scoops?
Yeah.
It's like, they're in on Kettle Marte. No, they're not. Yes, they are. No, they're not. There's like this big argument on like whether or not they're actually in and whether or not the market is cooled or whether or not it's hot. There's also, will they meet with Pete Alonso? It is scheduled. It's not scheduled. They're all super territorial about it. I'm sure it's all semantics.
Yeah.
But here is the market, according to John Heyman, for Pete Alonso.
Yeah, it should be much better. He had a much better season in 2025. Was really the main man who really did hit in the clutch from the beginning of the season till the end. He changed his approach, went more to right center field off of his big postseason in 2024, went that way, and it really paid off for him. Hit over 270 when really, I mean, the league hit well under 250. So, I mean, it was really a terrific season for Alonso. Also, does not have that qualifying offer, which tends to weigh down all of the free agents except for the very, very highest guys, the number one pitchers, the Kyle Tuckers, people like that, and certainly did affect Alonso last year. He is, of course, a year older, but he's in a much better position this year without that qualifying offer, having a much, much better season, a typical hit around close to 40 home runs, over 120 RBI, so he should do much better than he did last winter.
You like that analysis?
Was he at gunpoint? It sounded like he was under duress doing that.
doing that info, wasn't it? You sounded nervous.
It did. You can hear the herd of beat writers is all going to the free lunch, too. Yeah. but no, so I...
Yeah, Pete Alonso had a good year, but it still doesn't seem like his anticipated contract is, like, crazy. It's not a, like a long-term deal.
And this is the same with Bregman. They don't have the qualifying offer anymore. They had a better season.
But they're also a year older.
They're a year older, yeah. And I don't know. I mean, they didn't get that contract last year. I think the market in some ways has gotten a little set.
Yeah.
So we'll see where those go. The Red Sox should be in on both. They're prioritizing a bat. They've also reportedly had a Zoom with Bo Bichette.
They love Zoom. They do Zoom press conferences all the time. They're always like Zooming around.
I gotta be honest, I don't think people are talking this up like, ooh, they had a Zoom with Bo Bichette. Like, that's good.
No.
I'm like, they had a Zoom with him. He's so far down their list, he only Zoomed with him.
They Zoomed him in?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I also don't like that Pete Alonso's driving himself to the winter meetings.
Yeah, they can't send a car for Pete?
Send Bradfo.
Send Bradfo. Bradfo pick up Pete.
Sure.
What's up with that? Did you see?
Think of the 2-minute grills they could crank out on that.
Oh my god,
so many 2-minute grills
for the whole season. Yeah, you'd seriously be set for the year. Did you see one of the good back and forths? Not a back and forth, but it was just sort of like one reporter had a story, and then another reporter came out. It was just like dead wrong. So Bob Nightingale,
Bob Nightingale had
Zach Gallen.
Oh, to the Cubs, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's like this whole lengthy tweet about like Zach Gallen, the Cubs, they get their guy, here are his stats, deal's done, blah, blah, blah. And then Jeff Passan's like, there's no deal for Zach Gallen to the Cubs.
Whoops.
And it's not close.
And it's not close. Like, cool.
If he signs with the Cubs in like a week, can Bob Nightingale stake a claim on that?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think so. If he signs anywhere else, though,
oh,
that's a tough go.
You're done, son.
Real tough.
Right.
But that is fun. That's another fun thing to follow during these meetings. Look, is how, because you mentioned how territorial certain beat writers get with their quote unquote scoops.
Oh, they're so territorial. They wouldn't allow Carrabba's there. You saw this story,
I saw
right?
that.
They're so territorial.
He can't get a press pass to the winter meetings?
He was shut down. Which is
why?
Because these territorial a-hole beat writers. That's why.
So they're holding him out?
I think so.
But baseball's the one in charge of it.
He's been credentialed for it in the past. You don't think Major League Baseball, like from a marketing standpoint, wants him there?
I would think they would want him there.
I'm telling you, it's territorial a-hole beat
writers.
Yeah,
but like they're not listening to Pete Abraham.
They might be.
Really? To determine who gets a press pass?
Pete Abraham has influence in the baseball writers, and they're like, this isn't professional, and he shouldn't be here. And oh, by the way, you know who's a Hall of Famer? Jeff Kent.
That's why you got to go Bobby Valentine style. You put a mustache on. This is free advice for Carrabba's.
Yeah.
You put under a different name. A fake name, an alias name, like a Ron Mexico type name.
Mm-hmm.
Mustache show up, and then you reveal yourself.
Isak Carrabba's.
Isak Carrabba's.
That's what I would
go with.
And then
you get in there. I work for the baseball.com. So you work for baseball.com?
You got it.
Like, I love it. I love the sport. They're like, all right, get right in here.
All right, come on.
You're like, you know what, guys?
Jeff Kent, Harold Baines, Hall of Famer.
I remember Jeff Kent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Scott Rock and Rollin, put him in. These are our Hall of Famers. I'm a baseball writer. Put me in there. Craig Biggio
only get in with like a Fruit Loops box.
Harold Baines. Wait, what?
That
I thought Portnoy got like a barcode for a Fruit Loops box and got into media night at
that was
the Super
Bowl.
Bowl.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's not allowed there, right? Didn't he get thrown out of one of the Super Bowls?
I think
because he stuck into media night.
Got it. Media night. Down in Atlanta, it was at the aquarium.
Ooh, I've been to the
best night of my life.
Great aquarium. Tremendous aquarium.
Sick brag, bro.
Whale sharks. There are whale sharks in that aquarium. 35-foot whale sharks.
Where's
the
media party going to be this year?
Good question.
So the Super Bowl's... Technically, the San Francisco is the host city, right? But
yeah, they play in Santa Clara. Yeah,
how far away is that?
Far.
Like an hour
with traffic. Yeah.
So how long's the
tech bro traffic out there? Yeah.
How's there tech bro traffic? Shouldn't those guys all be on like hoverboards and like flying around?
Good point.
They're
minions.
But where's the?
Don't they all live on campus there?
Maybe. I've seen Silicon Valley first.
No, I don't think so. I think they all live very far away and commute in. Mm. It's too expensive to live there.
They should just Zoom in.
Yeah.
They invented Zoom.
Good point. Treat it like a Red Sox free agent courtship of Bo Bichette.
Like, sorry, guys, I'm over here on Skype. Like, yeah, we're not doing that. Nobody has that anymore. Sorry.
Good call by the text line. Red Sox are doing AI interviews over Zoom at the winter meetings. That's exactly exactly what they're doing.
In my human mind.
617-779-7937. There's the latest on your Boston Red Sox. Let's tear off some teams, Keith, shall we?
We shall.
Tier Tuesday.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
NFL teams. Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's brought to you by New Car Toyota and Hyundai of North Kingstown. Remember Tarbox? It's now New Car. Hyundai and Toyota in North Kingstown. Same great people, same great place with thousands of vehicles. Discover why everyone loves a new car. In the break,
yes.
Keith, Kyle Schwarber coming back to Philly.
Son of a gun.
That's how Jeff Passan tweeted it out. 5 years, $150, $30 million a pop.
Good for him.
So he is back with the Phillies, which I think we assumed was going to happen all along.
We did, but he was a name that was out there, and it was a name that I did want. I want Pete Alonso because Pete Alonso can play first base, even though he might not be a gold glove over there, but he can play first base. Schwarber really is a DH, but he fit in so well when he was here. He's one of the guys that everybody wishes stayed. He's roll out of bed, hit 50 home runs, which this team needs. But the Phillies gave him a lot of money. He obviously likes it there. He's staying back there. I never really considered him like a likely option.
Me either.
But he was one of the names that was out there.
I wanted him, but yeah. I didn't consider him a real option. I think there's two elements to it. Number one, now you got to go get Alonso.
Yes.
And I was Alonso over Schwarber the whole time.
Now there's no excuses. There's really no alternative.
I think it's also one less suitor for Bregman. Like, I think if Philly was really going to be in on Bregman, they were going to lose out on Schwarber.
It's a positive spin.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll be the case because it is Dave Dombrowski, and he's been able to sign multiple players at times.
Yeah, it's probably dangerous to just cross them off the list, but I'd say I think it's less likely they're in on Bregman. Meanwhile, the Dodgers also have an agreement because they sign everybody on former Mets closer Edwin Diaz.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he get the closer intro song and everything else?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here come the trumpets.
Yeah, Timmy Trumpets.
Really good.
Yeah, rock. Yeah, you can bring that to the West Coast.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Dodgers are also still a player. I mean, the Dodgers might get Bregman for all we know.
But there you go. Diaz signed with the Dodgers. Schwarber back to the Phillies.
So deals can happen.
Things are happening.
You can sign players. You don't have to wait until spring training to sign players. So that I at least like. I'm upset that they don't have Schwarber. I would have been happy to have Schwarber. But now all your attention needs to be on Alonso.
Okay, a little bit of Red Sox breaking news. Meanwhile, we have tiers for NFL teams today, Keith?
Yes, we do, Jones. And why don't we make it a little Christmas-themed? A little Christmas-themed. So we're going to Christmas movies, famous quotes from Christmas movies. The top tier from the Christmas movie Die Hard, yippee-ki-yay, MF-er.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Can't say it on the radio. tier below that from one of my personal favorite movies of all time, Gremlins.
Don't ever feed him after midnight.
Yeah, because if you do, all hell breaks loose.
You feed this team after midnight, yes. Maybe they win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes, yes, yes. Tier below that, Jelly of the Month Club.
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
It's fine.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's not great, yeah. But it's not nothing.
Yeah.
You didn't get forgotten. Okay. You got that Jelly of the Month Club. There's some good jellies out there. Below that, we're going to go a quote from Elf.
You sit on a throne of lies.
These are the teams that, you know, maybe you were trying to sell us a bill of goods.
We see right through you.
Yeah, come on.
We see through these teams.
You're really not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Tier below that, we're going Home Alone.
Buzz your girlfriend. Woof.
Yeah, these are the Buzz Your Girlfriend woof teams. These are not very good teams. Poor girl.
Pretty woofy teams is what they are.
Can you imagine that poor girl, too?
Her agent.
Yeah. She's talking. I got you in Home Alone, kind of.
Fun fact, not a girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think the story was like the director or the producer put his son in the wig so that they weren't mocking a girl.
Oh, there good call.
Go. Wow,
did
good
you watch
work.
That pop-up video Home Alone?
It might have been something.
Yeah.
It was something random.
I was tuned in much later to the pop-up video Home Alone. But
no, it was like just one of those things probably on Instagram, like 10 things you didn't know
about
Home
Alone. All right, I feel better about that.
All right.
Very good. And then
Buzz,
the bottom.
Your son, woof.
That's not even the bottom tier, though. The bottom tier would be from The Grinch.
Stink, stank, stunk.
Also how Mike Giardi referred to the 2023 Patriots receivers,
yeah,
I think.
Popularized by Mike Giardi,
yeah, okay.
Who used that quote, I would say, perfectly.
Yeah, kind of nailed it.
But there you go. Okay, pretty good teams.
All right, so those are the tiers. That's what we're looking at. Billy, what do we got?
AFC East, Patriots 11-2.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
No doubt.
Where else would they go?
Nowhere else.
Yeah, I don't really see
nowhere
any,
else. They didn't play last week.
Any debate there.
9-4 Bills.
Are they don't feed after midnight?
Okay. Yes.
Don't ever feed him after midnight.
That could be Josh Allen. He's a simple mogwai, and then all of a sudden you either get him wet, you feed him after midnight, some of these things, shine the bright light on him, boom, gremlin.
See, I was going to add something to that, but I think you said it perfectly.
Thank
so that's the Bills. Okay.
Dolphins, 6-7.
Okay.
So it's a 1-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
I think they're Jelly of the Month.
They might be moving up.
Is Jelly of the Month like kind of frisky?
I guess. Yeah,
Jelly
I think
it's our
holdover of Frisky. So, yeah, they're kind of playing nice.
They're playing well. Yeah. I thought Mike McDaniel would be long gone by now.
No.
Give it to him. Jelly of the Month.
They're nice.
Yeah.
3-10 New York Jets.
Stink, stank, stunk.
Yeah. Or.
Yeah, no, they're not Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf. They're Stink, Stank, Stunk.
They're Stink, Stank, Stunk.
They're one of the worst teams in the league.
All right, Jets, you're Stink, Stank, Stunk.
To the north, the Steelers at 7-6.
It's a 1-year
Jelly of the Month
membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Or yeah, you sit on a throne of lies.
Well, that's what I was looking at, but who really believes in them? Like a throne of lies people have to believe in. You no one believes in that team.
They lead the division after 14 weeks.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're great or anything, but maybe put them on there with the Dolphins.
They're jelly.
Yeah, they're jelly. Yeah. Jelly of the Month Club.
Baltimore Ravens, 6-7.
That's a throne of lies.
You sit on a throne of lies.
That's how you think of a throne of lies.
Looking at this right now, the Bills and then the Dolphins Steelers are only like one tier below each other.
Right.
I feel like there should be like a tier in between that almost to separate that. Maybe not.
You'd like to propose a new tier?
Well, I don't even know what it would be. I just feel like the Bills are too close to the Dolphins.
The text line desperately wants us to do a 6-7 tier for all the 6-7 teams.
No,
so we can do that.
No.
Doesn't really fit with our theme.
We could have CeCe call in. She could do the drop for us.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
So with our current tiers, Keith, where would you like to put them?
The Ravens?
Yeah.
Lies.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Cincinnati Bengals, 4-9.
Buzz your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Woof.
I mean, it's unfortunate that Joe Burrow was hurt for all those games, but then he was healthy and he also threw a game away in Buffalo.
Or
so.
Are they Woof. As high up as Throne of Lies because people are like, oh, look at these guys now. Here come the Bengals. I mean, I guess we're giving them too much credit. We're pumping them up a tier, but it's like people thought with Burrow's back, like, guys, they're going to play spoilers. Like, no, they threw the game away.
Billy, Throne of Lies or Woof?
Woof.
Okay.
Woof. Fine.
Cleveland Browns, 3-10.
Stink, stank, stunk.
You lose to the Titans, you belong.
Probably has to be.
That's where you go, yeah.
To the AFC South, the Jaguars, 9-4.
Don't feed them?
Ever
you want to not feed them after midnight? You like them that much?
Nah, they're probably more jelly.
No, Jelly of the Month. Jelly of the Month Club. Yeah.
8-5 Texans?
I mean.
Don't feed them.
Don't feed them.
Yeah. Ever. Yeah. Feed him after midnight.
Yeah. You feed that defense
they're
after
like
midnight.
Almost yippee-ki-yay. They're kind of terrifying.
They could
they're
Ravens.
On a run.
They could Ravens, Bucks, Broncos their way to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Some of those defenses.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't feed them.
85 Bears.
Sure.
Sure.
8-5 Colts.
Oh.
You sit on a
lies.
Throne of lies.
Lies.
Yeah. They kind of always were, and now it's like
honestly, I consider putting them all the way down in Stink, Stank, Stunk.
Where would you
that
put them?
Horrible.
Where would you put them if they got Philip Rivers? Oh, is there a Grandma got ran over by a reindeer tier? Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Can we do that? Can you cook that up?
Grandpa got ran over by a reindeer. He's gonna be a grandfather.
Am I at it?
Yeah. Oh, is that above or below lies?
Below lies.
Below lies.
Yeah. Got run over.
Okay, he did get run over.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
That's Grandma or Grandpa?
Well, you
Grandpa.
Should write Grandpa. I don't think Nick can turn around
Nick,
the Grandpa.
Can you edit that?
Yeah, I got you. Hold on.
Nick, can you get in the lag? You get someone in the studio to re-record that and say Pa.
Reindeer.
Yeah. I'll track down Elmo and Patsy and see if they can record it.
Okay, good, though. That's good. That's we needed nice. Another tier. We did. Okay.
Well, perfect. Yeah, and that's perfect for
that
Phil Rivers.
Legit perfect.
Right,
okay.
We're having fun.
2-11 Titans.
2-11.
Stink.
Stink.
Yeah.
Stank.
Stunk.
They did an Undertaker gif after that went over the...
Over the front. Nah, they got it. Two in a row. We'll graduate them.
Okay.
To the AFC West, the Broncos at 11-2.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah. I think you have to.
You have to.
I don't really want to, but I think you have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
9-4 Chargers.
Mm. Jelly of the month or don't feed them?
Well.
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month club.
Are they the same as the Jaguars, or do they have, like, another gear than the Jaguars?
They probably have another gear than
all right,
the Jaguars.
Don't feed them.
Okay. Mm.
6-7 Chiefs.
They are throwable.
Guys, yep. Yeah.
Perfect.
No,
not that one. You sit on a throne
of lies. You sit on a throne of lies.
Unless we're calling Patrick Mahomes' grandpa now. Yeah. We can put him in there. No, yeah, throne of lies, yes.
Okay.
2-11 Raiders.
Stink.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Stank. Stunk.
NFC East, the Eagles at 8-5.
Lies.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Lies. Yeah. That is exact. Earmuffs buckets.
Yeah.
Lies. That's where you go.
Liar!
Yeah.
6-6 Cowboys.
Ooh,
would they
jelly?
Be Jelly of the Month?
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month club.
Something. Yeah, put them there.
Steelers, Dolphins, Cowboys.
Cowboys, yeah. Sure. Put them there.
3-10 Commanders.
Stink.
Yeah.
Stank.
They're worse than Wolf.
So the
they
argument,
lost 31-0
the
to the Vikings.
Last week was they would get Jaden Daniels back, and that would help. It didn't help. They lost to Minnesota. Stink. Yeah.
Giants 2-11.
Stink.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's
tank.
I mean, there's a lot of bad teams.
Yep. How many teams are in the Wolf tier right
six.
Now?
Six. Oh, one.
Just one. Okay.
1-1.
Good to know. Yep.
NFC North Green Bay Packers 9-3-1.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah.
I think they kind of have to be.
Parsons loves playing well.
I feel
even though we're out of the Toyota-thon.
Them in Denver.
No,
we're
until January.
Oh, we're in the Toyota-thon.
I don't really want to put those teams there, but I think you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Hey, the Bears at 9-4.
Lies. That's too harsh.
Jelly of the Month.
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month club.
Sure. Now, they might have an arrow next to them pointing down, but that's where they would be.
Well, and I guess I'm thinking lies like people, they're the best team in the NFC.
No, I think
they're
number one team in the NFC. Fall off.
Big fat lie there, but fine. Jelly.
For right now.
Yeah.
8-5 Lions.
I wonder if they're...
Don't feed them?
Do you give them a credit, like the don't feed them? Like maybe there's something there.
Well, they're not jelly.
They're not jelly.
They're not a...
This
are
is why
they lies?
This is why... Oh, maybe they are lies.
Maybe they're lies.
Okay.
True you lies. Sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah.
True lies.
All right. True lies. Ooh, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Vikings, 5-8.
Woof.
Buzz, your girlfriend.
Or lower.
They're
5 wins, though.
I guess woof.
Yeah.
They're unwatchable, but woof, I guess. Yeah. Good news. They're on Sunday Night Football.
Or do you want to put in Stink?
Nah, let's put it in. Let's go woof. They won.
NFC South, the Buccaneers, 7-6.
Oh, boy.
Lies?
You sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah, it's not looking good. I was going to say maybe Jelly of the Month, but probably not even right now.
What's a better win for the Pats, the Bucs or the Panthers?
Well, the Bucs are technically still the division leader.
It might be the Panthers. Yeah, we might look up at the end of the year and be like, the Panthers win was better than the Bucs all along.
Yeah, maybe.
7-6 Panthers.
Jelly.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month club.
They're exceeding expectations. The Bucks are not. Mm-hmm. I know technically on like a tiebreaker, the Bucks are winning that division, but yeah, that's where they go.
4-9 Falcons.
Buzz, your girlfriend.
Where are you putting them? Oh, I mean, below that? Yeah, I guess they could, but they're better than those teams.
They lost to the Jets.
Jets are bad.
And they just
the Vikings just lost to the Commanders. You want to put them all in stink?
No, the Vikings beat the Commanders.
The Vikings. Oh, sorry. The Vikings beat the Commanders.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
The Falcons. I don't mind. We can lower them down.
Wolf.
Terrible. Yeah. Well, I have them in Wolf. We can put them in Stink.
Keep them in Wolf, okay. I guess.
3-10 Saints.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Wolf.
Oh, Tyler Shuck.
I kind of like Shuck. I kind of like Tyler Shuck.
Okay.
Wolf.
To the West, the Rams at 10-3.
Top tier.
Hey, mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, they belong there. Yeah.
10-3 Seahawks.
Okay, so here's the problem.
Hey, mother.
Yeah, but
no. Nick likes them that much.
They're not there.
Their defense is very good. Fine. Darnold feed JSN.
Yeah, but like, don't feed Sam Darnold. What's going to happen if you feed him?
Well, maybe feed Jackson Smith and Jigba. He could make it work.
I kind of want to put him in the Jelly of the Month. Is that too harsh?
They have 10 wins.
Darnold had 14 wins last year.
There needs to be I'm telling you, don't feed them after midnight in Jelly of the Month Club. there needs to be a tier in between.
Okay.
Because the Seahawks, maybe the Chargers, maybe
you
the Jaguars.
Keep saying this, but what is it?
Happy birthday
from Frosty the Snowman. So who would be in that? Seattle?
And- I think Seattle and the Chargers would go down from where they are.
Sure.
And the Jaguars and maybe just the Jaguars would go up.
So you're proposing
Does that make sense?
A new tier named Happy Birthday?
Well, I don't have the name of the tier.
Well, that's problematic.
Yeah, right. But I feel like there needs to be more separation between the Bills and the Dolphins, for example.
Sure.
There should be like a group in between.
Okay.
So what's a movie we haven't used yet? That's what I need.
Frosty. Rudolph.
The kid it's wants a to name Frosty Oatmeal.
It's a Wonderful.
We can call him Oatmeal. Oh, yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. What do they say at the end of that?
I don't know.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Not a bad tier.
Every time a bell rings?
Wordy.
It is.
Yeah.
What was Jimmy Stewart doing on that bridge? What was he going
to
do?
He's going to hurl himself to his death.
Yeah, it's a dark film.
Yeah, it's a dark film.
Every
time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
That's the tier?
Yeah, you want that one?
That's what you just came up with?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, too late now.
You don't have another one.
Okay.
Every time a bell rings.
I thought we had the tiers.
Angel.
They are always
gets
fluid.
Its wings.
Uh-huh.
Because that way.
So who's in that tier now? I guess, well, let's update two more
teams.
I'll
tell you right after.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Two more teams.
9-4 49ers.
I wouldn't feed them after midnight.
Oh, okay.
Feed him after midnight.
I was going to bell ring him, but okay.
Angel gets a bell ring?
Yeah.
That's fine. You want to do that?
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Just to hear that one more time. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what the little girl sounds like. Also, a little bit of Hormone Monster, which is where all my impressions go back to. They all kind of circle back to that. Okay. All right, last one, Bill.
Cardinals at 3-10.
Oh, stink.
Yeah.
Stink, stank, stunk.
All right, I think you're going to be really happy with these results, Jones.
I'm real on the fence about it right now, so go.
All right, so top tier, yippee-ki-yay, Patriots, Broncos, Packers, Rams.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a good tier.
Don't feed them after midnight, Bills and Texans.
That's it. Okay, let me hear this next one.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Uh-huh.
Chargers, Seahawks, Jaguars, Niners.
Okay.
Right? Because they probably don't belong up there with
the
Bills.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the name of the tier, but we needed another tier in there.
Well, the bell rings and, you know.
Sure.
Jelly of the Month, Dolphins, Steelers, Cowboys, Bears, Panthers.
Yeah, that's a better tier than having all those teams
jumbled
together.
Yes, I agree with
you on that.
Thank
okay.
Thank you. You sit on a throne of lies, Ravens, Chiefs, Eagles, Lions, Bucks.
Okay.
Grandpa got run over by a reindeer, Colts.
Right.
Buzz, your girlfriend, right. Wolf. Bengals, Vikings, Falcons, Saints.
Okay, it's light.
Stink, stank, stunk. Jets, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Commanders, Giants, Cardinals.
All right, honestly.
Yeah, pretty great.
Pretty great.
Yeah, pretty great.
This is the right way to say
it. Good job, everybody.
Here you go. I'm a dentist, Rudolph. You'll shoot your eye out. These were actually ones that we considered. Rudolph, she thinks I'm cute. Jingle All the Way. I'm not sure if that's a movie suggestion or a
Jingle
quote suggestion.
Way, yeah,
I'm assuming
yeah.
that's a movie suggestion.
Yeah.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
I Want to Live Again is from It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, well, there was a time where he didn't, sadly.
Mr. Toys? Ooh, Mr. Toys could have been
a good one. Yeah, I don't know Mr. Toys.
But like that's
not who fits that tier.
Well, that's not what we were trying to come up with a semi good tier. Island of Mr. Toys would be a semi bad tier, I think.
Although those guys, there's don't they kind of were the heroes of the story.
Don't try to top our tiers.
We got it.
It ended up being a pretty great tier at the end of the day. We'll ask Curran about this when he joins us at high noon, where the Patriots fit into it. Plus some comments from Mike Vrabel earlier in the week. We got a key for madness for you at 12:45. Stay tuned for all of it.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We just gave you the tiers on a Tier Tuesday. It's up now at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI. You want to go seek those out. Patriots are on, of course, the Yippee-ki-yay MF-er tier.
As they should be.
The best in the league. There was a little bit of debate about where we should put some of those middling teams. I think we finally settled on it, and ultimately, Keefe knocked it out of the park.
Uh-huh. As we normally do.
Available for you again. At Jones and Keefe. I think the best tier, though, definitely is Grandpa Got Run Over by a Reindeer, Philip Rivers and the Colts.
How about Philip Rivers? Like, come on.
So I saw our guy Savage had a good tweet. He's like, man, kids are expensive. I'm like,
he does have a lot of kids.
I don't know if it's kids are expensive or he just can't sit in a house with all those kids.
He's
you think he's like, how many kids do we have? I can't be in here with
this
all these
a lot
kids.
Of work.
I need to go back to work just to get some peace and quiet.
He is on the list of Hall of Fame semifinalists, isn't he? So you know there's always like the joke of like, oh, the only active Hall of Famer, and it's like somebody scoring a touchdown.
I guess I didn't realize he was on the semifinalist list, but if he signs to an active roster, his clock would reset, so they'd have to take him off that list. Somewhere Robert Kraft is like, interesting.
Yes. That can't happen. I mean, he's been out of the league for so long, and the last time we saw him, it wasn't very good. I can't imagine he's in like NFL shape ready to go. Like, could he, Joe Flacco, this thing together for a game? I don't even think so. No,
Joe Flacco's greater. Joe Flacco's a better player than him, and he hasn't had years off. No, all time.
No, he's not.
Yes.
Flacco's not better than Rivers.
Yes.
I disagree.
I would take Flacco over Rivers.
Flacco had one good postseason.
Rivers had none.
He had a good regular season, so he had he had way more good games than Joe Flacco ever did.
Yeah, Rivers was tough. The only thing I'll give Rivers is he was tough. He played on like a torn ACL. I'll give him that.
Than dirt.
Philip Rivers stunk.
Yeah, but so did Joe Flacco.
Right.
Like, we're not arguing two great quarterbacks.
Right, but now I got to take one.
I don't have either in the Hall of Fame, but I would say Rivers is closer to it.
Flacco closer to it.
No, Flacco had one, like, Eli Manning off postseason. Like, they're very similar.
Who would you take, Eli or Philip Rivers?
Oh, Philip Rivers.
Eli.
Philip.
All right, so you just love Philip Rivers.
No, I just hate those
guys. That doesn't have the same amount of touchdowns as interceptions in his career.
Yeah,
yeah.
Joe Namath?
Trust me, I'm telling you, I don't want either one.
Eli's not that good. Joe Flacco is Eli Manning, but with one good postseason. Eli had two.
Philip Rivers, you don't even like Drew Brees. Philip Rivers is like a way worse version of Drew Brees.
No, I don't like either
one. He's like
one.
A stat compiler, regular season stat compiler. That's Philip Rivers. Never won squat.
What are you talking about? He won Comeback Player of the Year, and he won, went to a bunch of Pro Bowls.
Yeah, exactly.
Led the league in touchdown
passes. You hate Brees. He's like a way worse Brees. Like a way worse Brees.
No, I have Brees over Rivers.
Me too.
I have Brees reluctantly in the Hall of Fame.
We both begrudgingly even put Brees in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, begrudgingly I do.
Well, I'm consistent. I don't like Brees either, but I don't Rivers.
But I think you're misconstruing. I'm not like talking up Rivers. I'm more talking down Flacco and Eli.
I
can't stand Flacco.
All right, so you think Rivers is going to come back and win the Colts into the playoffs?
Probably win the Super Bowl this year. This will be his year he breaks through.
Okay.
I got a good feeling about this.
So that's up again at Jones and Keefe. Meanwhile, there were some signings. We touched on this briefly. Kyle Schwarber back to the Phillies, 5 years, $150 million, so $30 million a pop. Edwin Diaz, by the way, going to the Dodgers, 3 years, $69 million. So teams are making moves. Is Alonso going to get more than $30 million a year?
I think yes.
Is he going to get more than 5 years?
No.
Will he get 5 years?
Oh, maybe. So Schwarber.
Trevor's 33, I think. I just
Yeah. But he just had one of his best seasons he's ever had. He was the runner-up in the MVP. And so, yeah, I bet he does. I don't think it's going to be crazy. I bet if it's not 35, right, somewhere in the middle there, and maybe he gets like 4 years.
Do you think he gets the fifth year?
You just
said four, so I guess not.
I'll say four. I'll say it's a 4 year deal.
35 times four. That's what you're saying. So four.
140.
140. That's what you think.
I'd give him that. Yeah.
Oh, I definitely give him. I think he's gonna get more than that.
Oh, you think he gets more than that?
Well, let's see.
I think 120 is like probably fair, but then again, it's free agency, so it's not about fair. It's about what somebody's gonna pay you.
140. If it's 35 over five, he's up to 175.
Yeah.
But long story short, all those deals are those deals remain doable for like. Not just John Henry in his wallet. He could sign anybody for that. But it's a doable contract for what the Red Sox, John Henry, recent vintage have done.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's like, what did Trevor Story get? Like, what did Bregman, or what did you commit to Bregman? I know he might just walk away. You only pay him the 1 year. But, like, you were ready to give him $120 million for just three seasons. So, yeah, I think Alonso is definitely in that wheelhouse. I mean, even the Schwarber deal was very much in their wheelhouse. He just chose to stay in Philadelphia.
617-779-7937. All the latest there from the winter meetings. We talk to Rob Bradford tomorrow at 11 o'clock from Orlando. We talk to Tom Curran on a Tommy Tuesday next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.